Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to two bills that failed to pass in the Senate.
We have to have border security. We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall. I mean, we can play games and we can talk about technology. We can talk about drones flying around.
The first bill that failed would have offered temporary protection for Dreamers and nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito supported that proposal.
This proposal does two things that we should all want. It reopens the government, and it helps to secure our southern borders.
Florida police say the five people that were killed in a Sebring bank shooting were all women. Police have still yet to figure out a motive, but have ruled out robbery, and the man who confessed to the crime was charged today and is being held without bond. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 22 points to close at 24,553. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
A nurse has been arrested for impregnating an incapacitated woman in his care. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A male nurse who worked at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare has been arrested in connection with the rape of a patient who gave birth last month. 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
According to a new creditcards.com report, an estimated 29 million Americans are hiding a checking, savings, or credit card account from their spouse or live-in partner. The same survey found that 50% of Americans see this sort of financial infidelity just as bad as physically cheating. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Like most new parents, Hillary Frank read as many books as she could to be up to speed when she had her first child. She quickly learned, though, that each child was different, and raising a child can be hard work, and a lot of these books try to put children in the same category when, in fact, that is not the case. Frank is author of a new book titled Weird Parenting. I had a chance to sit down and chat with her, and one of the things she discussed with me was how parents need to take a victory, as small as it may be, and count it as a win.
A lot of these things, especially when we're like trying to get some me time, a lot of parents will classify those things as parent fails. But I think that the thing is that if something is working for you, that is a win. And we need to trust our intuition a little bit more. But like there's one thing that a mom does when she's about to lose it and she catches herself before she really loses it. She grabs some duct tape, puts it over her mouth and draws a smile on with a Sharpie. And it like turns everything around. It like helps her kid laugh and then she starts laughing. And there's a lot of things like that where people are sort of like, catching themselves before they give into the rage. But then there's also people who like actually have to give into the rage because you know, sometimes you can't help it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. JW said,
"We always knew something was wrong, but couldn't ever figure out the traditional way. I'm so glad I found Red River. It's not witch doctory, which I was totally afraid of, and it uses a very scientific, logical approach to health without just throwing a bunch of drugs at you. I was so stoked to lose 16 pounds of pure inflammation. I don't itch, I can finally keep up with my toddler, I'm sleeping better, and I'm not as puffy. Life equals changed."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm a conservative. One thing I have a hard time rationalizing to my liberal friends, conservatives on TV and in, you know, politicians have a hard time articulating, is intelligent reasons why the wall must be built. I am curious your thoughts on that.
An illegal alien in the state of Arizona is twice as likely to commit a crime versus a natural born citizen. Fact. 90% of all heroin and fentanyl come across the southern border. Fact. Over 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border every single year. Fact. We have 56,000 illegal immigrants in our federal prison system. Fact. And countless in our state penitentiary system. $135 billion a year. That's how much is the financial burden on U.S. taxpayers every single year that illegal immigrants drain from our system. Fact. You put all that together, that's a pretty compelling argument that we have some problems with our southern border. Those are some facts. Number two is fairness. As Candace said, it is not fair to the people in Bolivia. It's not fair to the people in Bangladesh. And it's not fair to the people in Belarus that had to wait in line, fill out an application form, not commit a crime, and then wait a decade to come into this country to maybe have a chance to become an American. It is not fair to them. Number three is sovereignty. Why do walls matter? Why do borders matter? Borders are a physical representation of when good ideas begin and bad ideas start. If you don't believe me, just ask East and West Germany, or at North or South Korea. If you believe in open borders, you do not believe in the physical delineation of where good ideas start and bad ideas start.
Well, that was Charlie Kirk, and I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree more. Facebook and tweet the president to read the Constitution will be the best
yes.
best time we'll ever spend as a nation together. And also, welcome back to the show. I want to go over some stories we missed while everybody was obsessing over the Indian that claimed he was a veteran, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor kid. I feel really bad for that kid. I feel really bad for those kids.
Yeah,
I know. Susan brought up yesterday, you know, is this kind of those attacks coming down the pike? Because we might see the SCOTUS pick, you know, Amy's Catholic. And if he picks her, which she would be probably the pick. Is this a smear, one of Nancy Pelosi's smear campaigns going in?
Of course it is.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So definitely got to talk about that. And also, just because of the shutdown, there was a big article about TSA. What is the one thing people are missing? So 300% of the people aren't showing up to the TSA because they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we not seeing? We're not seeing
the hijackers.
The hijackers. The TSA is completely unnecessary. We could actually do away with them. That's really good news. The world didn't fall apart and we're not having to incur all kinds of stuff because they're not there.
I think all we need is one guy standing there as you go through the metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So I don't know what you guys think, but I always think it's more proof that the crazy problem that they come up with to the solution. I know a lot of you are probably going, but Kay, you know, people can get on planes and do some bad stuff.
It happens every day.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. And that's why their claims have always been sort of like generic about it. It really, I don't really think they're thwarting all that much. They're taking away our cologne and our hairspray and, you know, the knife that's been in our family for 100 years, but they're not doing anything.
Well, how often did we see hijackings before the TSA?
Not very often. I actually did research on that, and it was like, it literally fell into hardly a percentage. I mean, it was just very low. So of all the flights, I don't even think it could quantify as an actual percentage.
I think the problem is that people in general don't realize how many flights there are in and out of airports every day. If they realized how many flights there were, and how few ever had any problems, you know, then it would make more sense.
I agree. I really think so. So I wanted to bring a couple of things up. Number one, can I just say this? Can I just go there for just 1 second and then we'll bounce back? I was actually so shocked. I had a page up on my laptop that was the biography of George H.W. Bush, who passed away. And I did a whole show and was talking about all this stuff about, you know, he was CIA. It's this and this and this. And look at Dressler Industries was bringing Russian spies over. That's who he said he worked for. He said he was poor. He wasn't. You know, he had just graduated from Yale. His father was a Yale. They skull and bones, the whole nine yards. And so that time period has always been kind of not addressed or not really talked about in his life. I went back to the biography and lo and behold, it was added in that he was an agent of the CIA from 61 to 63. Now it was longer than that. It was more like probably 7 years, but you know what? There was at least a nod to it because remember George Bush said that must've been another George Bush. When Hoover wrote a memo and said George Bush at the JFK assassination, that was another guy. And they finally have put that, now that he's passed away, that has been joined into his biography. And I'm so happy because I don't even need a show to even talk about it.
That's amazing.
It's already there. Yeah. And I found it kind of amusing and I just wanted you all to know that. The other thing was that caught our eye was the NFL, the male cheerleaders. I really meant it when I said every guy in the stands just did a collective ew. What do you think about that? You're off to a football game and they feel like they have to add this component in. I'm sure you guys have to just be shaking your head and thinking, why? I mean, why is that? If you're into sports, do you watch the Super Bowl?
I don't. I don't even watch the Super Bowl. I don't. You know, I quit. I gave up on professional sports a long time ago. But what's even more interesting is, as I research this story a little bit, is that they're also, both of these male cheerleaders are also both African-American. I find that interesting, too.
That is kind of strange. The whole thing was kind of strange. It caught me off guard a little bit because as we're seeing these things change, there was also a school in Latin America that is all transgender and they're growing. Okay? So it's, you know, it's in little pockets. And I'm not saying that, oh my gosh, everyone. It's just in pockets more and more and more. It's not everywhere, but it's in these little pockets. And how that article probably, I mean, we would have seen one in every 5 years, you know, years ago. Now it's daily. We're seeing these pockets come out of the woodwork. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs. That we're not noticing, I think, all of the pockets. We get told bits and pieces sometimes, but I don't think we realize how many there are. And this isn't in a fear-driven way. This is more in a, wow, that's not good.
Are the Rams the only team that have a couple of male cheerleaders?
I guess. I don't know. I know how people like the Super Bowl. And you like it the way you like it. And I get it. And I think, you know, go for it. I don't care. I did like the idea of him reading the speech at the Super Bowl, by the way, halftime. But I think, you know, do you have to change every institution in America to please the 1%?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The New Orleans Saints also have a male cheerleader.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just, as we see these things kind of fundamentally kind of go there and appease this very, very small group. Is that the thing that you want to stop? What are we almost have to hone in on a couple of things how we're going to change things, what we're going to do to change things. And it's either that or it could be something else, some other hill to die on. But I'm always thinking about that. What are we going to focus in on? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, Craig from Chicago. Hi, I got Craig. Some news for you. When I was in high school at Lane Tech in Chicago, we had all male. We had 5,081 guys at school, and we had male cheerleaders. So how about that? But that was a long time
ago.
That
was a long time ago. You know, I actually think, remembering back, I think we had one or two. Isn't this the first time the NFL has had male? I think that's why this article. So NFL first time. How do you feel about it?
He's laughing. I just love listening to your show, and you and Uncle Milty just go through that stuff. The world is a crazy place, and I get to laugh just listening to you.
I'm so glad.
Your program. I think it's crazy, but that's the crazy world we live in, you know?
People calling
socialism good and all that, you know, I'm like, they learn that stuff in college. Too much college. That's my problem.
I agree with you. Thank you, Craig. You're awesome. I agree with you. I love it. Oh, I love it.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, there were male cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's not the, but they didn't call them cheerleaders. They called them something else. What was the term they used for those guys?
I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
No. I'm
actually really afraid to ask you. What was the name you called them?
But they weren't cheerleaders. Oh. They were something else.
I don't know.
Gosh, I can't think of it.
Cheer shelves? I mean, they pretty much stand there. Cheer hoisters? I don't know. What would you call them? I don't know. I just always thought it was kind of weird. That's just me, though. That's just me. It's just me and my weirdness. I just always thought it was kind of a strange thing. All right. are you really looking for what you actually called them? Okay.
Because it wasn't cheerleaders. It was something else.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's athletic. Yell leaders. Or did you call them yell leaders? It's an athletic sport. I'm not taking that away. I just always thought it was kind of a girl thing, you know, where football was kind of a guy thing. That's what I always thought. Yell leaders.
Yep.
That's what I always thought. And so it's fine. It's not a big deal, but it's just, you know, how you just kind of come to think of things. When I go home and my car is acting up, I just tell my husband to go look at it because that's a guy thing. And he laughs at me and he goes, go get in the kitchen and make me something. No, I'm just teasing. He doesn't say that. He values his life. No, but he says, you know, what are you making for dinner? That's a girl thing. And we laugh about it because, you know what? Guys and girls that actually get along together will laugh about that kind of thing
sure
and not be
do.
Offended.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you know that you can muscle through this life without being truly offended? I know it's tough. I know it's tough to think about.
I know I get offended
about every
5 minutes. So.
Right. Well, we can. And we don't have to live on the seat called offensiveness all the time. And so we just joke around about it because I think it's super, super fun. Anyway, I know.
We've lost our sense of humor.
Yes, we have. I have about six stories I actually want to run through real quick. What?
No, I said okay.
Okay. Yeah. And go through because it's kind of the stuff we're missing. Also, Trump is trying to actually throw his support behind faith-based foster care and agencies that cater to people that are faith-based. I love that idea. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. That's a good one. I like it. I like it very much.
Things are changing.
Yes. I'm going to start calling you they. Then you'll really know. Be right back. Kate Daly.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical.
medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At bringmecbd.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At bringmecbd.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to bringmecbd.com and get yours today.
Little Caesars is now accepting applications for their new location opening soon across the street from Desert Hills. Little Caesars is a great place to work and offers flexible schedules and a fun work environment with biannual employee parties with amazing prizes. Pick up an application today at any of the five Southern Utah Little Caesars locations or at the new location across the street from Desert Hills High School. Come join the Little Caesars team at their new location. Little Caesars is an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Kelly Clough, and I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. The reason I do this job is it gives me an opportunity to really give back to the community. I took a lot from the loved ones I knew and just the community at large. Being able to help others that were where I'm at come back and lead productive lives is extremely rewarding. To be able to be there on the front lines of watching that miracle take place is a gift I could never ask for.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
Hi, this is Lee with CBD American Shaman. I am thrilled to announce we are open for business. Stop in and try the best CBD products available on the market with free samples. Find out what works best for you. We have CBD experts on hand to answer all your questions. American Shaman is 9 times stronger than any other CBD. American Shaman is your source for natural wellness healing. Our products are all natural and organic. Located next to St. George Running Center at 2736 East Red Cliffs Drive, St. George. American Shaman, where you can realize your dream of a healthy mind, body, and spirit.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With 4 convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
My brother Omar was 8 years old when he died. He had a hole in his tummy. A bullet hit him. The gun came from the garage. I was just playing. I didn't mean to shoot Daddy's gun.
An unlocked gun could be the death of your family. Please, lock up your gun. A message from the Ad Council and the National Crime Prevention Council. Visit unloadandlock.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I was just thinking about Elizabeth Warren for some reason.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
She has a great idea.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
She's calling for a wealth tax on the richest of Americans. That's pretty original.
I am super surprised. Yeah. I'm in utter shock.
She wants to apply a ultra... She's calling it the ultra-millionaire tax.
Oh.
It's going to apply to that tippy top 0.1%.
Oh, okay.
That are worth over $50 million.
How'd that work out in Venezuela? That's what they did.
They all moved to Bolivia.
Pretty soon there's going to be nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go?
I mean, everybody
comes here. Anyway, yeah. I really did mean that, though, about all the aid. What a great indicator that the aid that we're paying out isn't working. Because look at Venezuela. Look at Guatemala. Look at Mexico.
Honduras.
Look at the Middle East. I mean, we're paying these countries to not have problems, and they're having problems. First order of business, you stop paying the money. They're not doing it.
I think the president actually has said that.
I think he has. Actually, yes. I'll get to those seven stories, but I just want to ask you this. 888-673-1450. I really want you to call in. If you've never called in before, trust me, it's very easy. Just call in. 888-673-1450. What would, if you were playing chess with a cuckoo clock or Nancy Pelosi, what would you do next? What would be your next move if you were Trump? Because I'll tell you, his next move was, I just looked that up, and it was, we'll accept a large down payment for the wall. No, bad move. Yeah, revert, go back. What would you do as your chess move? How would you play Pelosi? And I just want to remind that Pelosi actually really doesn't have the power she claims to have.
No.
She only has power over district, whatever it is, in California, in her little Heights area, suburby area of San Francisco that doesn't have poop all over it. That is the only place that she is in charge of. So she is not running the House. She thinks she is, but she's not.
Well, a lot of House members think she is.
Well, they're afraid of being Pelosi'd. Because, you know, her smear campaign, she's all over it. But that's what I'm saying is, what would be your next move? How would you play this? Because you want to be a couple steps ahead. What would you do? What would you do right now if you were him? What would you tell him to do about this wall, the shutdown?
I would tell him to say, we also want to build a wall on the Canadian border.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so go the extreme I love that. I love that. And then we'll just build the wall in the South.
Well, and then they can't claim it's a racist thing.
That's true. That's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And all you have to do is blame the contractors on going to the wrong wall. You're brilliant. I love that. That's thinking.
The racist aspect, I think, is the most important.
Right.
No, we're going to cover all our borders. It's not a racist thing. We're going to cover the northern border, too.
That's awesome. And then just conveniently look the other way when they go to the South. Once the wall's built, so what? Who's going to care, right? All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
I think folks and Chris Ann should research the Revenue Cutter Service.
Revenue Cutter Service.
The United States.
Okay. Revenue Cutter Service, like CUTTER?
It's the forerunner of the Coast Guard.
Oh. Oh, okay, okay.
It's a federal thing.
Yeah.
And passed along that the Coast Guard Academy is one of the finest educations in the world. Thanks, guys.
All righty, thank you. I love it. Okay. Cutter Society, I love it. There's so many things I have on the docket you have no idea every night to look up. I like that idea. I think that's kind of brilliant. I think that it needs to be played a little bit, and I think he needs to have some fun with it.
I think a lot of people may have not quite caught that Revenue Cutter Service.
Oh, uh-huh.
It was turned into the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
They were on our borders in the ocean.
Yeah, you're right. You're
cutting
right.
revenue.
Yes, you're yes.
Cutting people smuggling into the country.
Yeah.
Untaxed items.
We can't have that now. Everyone's got to make their cash. Don't
now they just go after dope.
Don't stand in their way. It's not fair. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Thank you, caller. Yeah, sorry. Slow on the uptick on that one. Okay, here's another idea. Give Dreamers one last shot for citizenship who are here now. Dreamers only. Going to happen anyway. What do you think about that? What do you think?
I don't get the whole Dreamer thing at all.
Yeah, I don't.
I really don't. Doesn't. So what that they were brought here? They're still not citizens.
Yeah, they still need to come through and be vetted legally. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I guess it does kind of make sense when people they use that term path to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
There is a path to citizenship. You apply for citizenship.
That is
follow
the path.
The path. Woo, that's a tough one.
It's not cobblestone.
No.
It's not a long journey. It's just the application.
Yeah. Apply and follow the path. Do what they tell you and you'll be a citizen someday.
Don't you love, though, how they do that, though? Got to have a path. You have to always make everything sound way more embellished and lofty than it is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What would you do?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know exactly what I don't know what I would do. That's pretty big shoes to fill. But mm-hmm. I just wonder, I kind of like the idea of not causing so much. I think both sides are causing so much animosity to mm-hmm. each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be kind of nice if we could just be nice to each other and maybe go the complete opposite of, mm-hmm. you know, being mean to be just...
Right.
really nice to people.
Right.
You know, finally just be good and try to encourage that and make something happen to where other people will want to do that.
The problem,
plan.
The only problem I see is that we have a Pelosi who doesn't, and it's not, this isn't a right-left thing. I'm talking about her generally. I don't think... She was raised in a mob family. She has a totally different way of dealing with life. When she talked about the smear campaign that I played in the first hour, that truly is her life. That's who she is. I go around smearing. That's what I do. I'm proud of myself. I don't know that you would... So this game is being played out as a dog and pony show. This game is being played so right hates left and left hates right. And we all think, you know, of course, Nancy looks like an imbecile. And what do you do? Because we need the wall. So, you know, rock in a hard place for sure. So I don't know whether it's a nice thing. I think it needs to get to the point where you don't have to even say anything anymore. You just do. And you just make stuff happen. What he really should say is, you know what? I'm just going to end this, and I am going to give full support to the states. Can everybody in America rally around the states that where this wall goes, and let's make this happen? And each state, I will support you in how you're going to do it. That would be awesome.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that
I
would be
like
fun.
That.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. And I think that's maybe more of the direction, because if they're playing, what's that game? I know. I'm so tired. I got like an hour's sleep last night. What's the...
well, there's
not
lots
pigeon.
Of games.
No, not... Chicken.
Oh, chicken.
Chicken. They're playing chicken because, you know, they want to come out, you know, looking. And I know that Trump could run circles around Pelosi. She's not very bright.
I think he is.
He
I
is,
think that's
yeah.
what he's
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. And it is making her look like yet. Quite the idiot. But I really... Gosh, please tweet, or if you're just joining us, please, we've encouraged everyone, please tweet or Facebook... the president and say, please read the Constitution as your speech. We already know what it's going to say. We don't really care to hear. I mean, I don't really care to hear it because I already know what it's going to say. When he says it, the left will hate it anyway, even before it's even said. So why go through all that? And why have fact checkers? There's no fact checking to the Constitution. And why have a rebuttal, a silly rebuttal from CNN talking heads who look like robots? We don't need this. Just read the Constitution. Please, everybody tweet and Facebook that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I really liked that idea that he needs to quote the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, though, I think he really needs to approach it, and I think he could pull it off.
What's that?
he needs to have it in either chamber, either the House or the Senate, preferably the House. And what he needs to do is have nobody there. It's absolutely empty.
Ooh, I like
He has his little announcer. I mean, totally stage it. Do a Ronald Reagan. I think he could pull it off. The announcer goes and announces that he's walking in, and he walks in, and instead of doing all the waving and the handshaking and all that nonsense, since no one's there, he goes and he sits down in the House with everything empty. The camera just stays right on him. And not only does he read that about the Constitution, but he says, I am here to do my job. And as you can see around me, these people are not here, and they are not doing their job, the job that they told the American people that they were there to do.
Love it.
And he goes on, and he has a very candid and personal fireside-type chat with the American public in the House that is totally empty.
I love it.
And he goes on to point out that these people need to be out of here.
In
so many words.
And shine the
and
light back on Congress.
This is between you and me, and he really pulls the voters in, and he says, I need your help.
Yes.
I need your help to get X, Y, and Z done. And this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's up to you and it's up to me to follow the Constitution. And he probably needs to quote a couple different things. For example, you know, what is it with the Dreamer thing that you were just saying?
Yeah.
He needs to quote that section that says, basically, guess what? I'm sorry. Ha-ha. They're not technically citizens if they're born here.
Yes.
It doesn't say that in our Constitution.
You're right. Yep, absolutely. Can I add one little thing that I would love to do? Can we have Yo-Yo, can we have Yo-Yo Ma play the violin while he has a stack of pictures of Congress and the Senate in his lap, and then he can just keep putting up the pictures like mugshots. These are the people that didn't do what you wanted them to do. Do you see their faces? Remember their faces. This is who you go talk to.
These are the people who are not here today. These are the people who did not vote for.
Yep.
Or these are the people who voted for the wall but do not want to fund the wall. These are the people. That'd be fabulous.
I love it. All right. Thank you. See, we're solving all the world's problems. This is fun. Now, this is fun. I like this, but I would love that. Just one shot, one glossy 8x10 after another. Show the faces. Yo-Yo Ma, right, busy on that plane. Just keep showing those faces. Would that not be a great impact?
Yeah.
That's why I say he really needs to drive this home. At first, I was thinking he needed to do it at medieval times, jousting with chomping on turkey legs, because we really need to get the full visual of where we're at right now in America with our lordship and the Congress and Nancy Pelosi, Queen Bee, and who everybody thinks they are. And that would be a great representation. No, 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 no. She's right. Empty house, the Constitution, show the glossies, we're good. I think that would just be a great evening. What a, end with a bang. I love that. I love it. Let's do that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I want to know what non-starter means.
Non-starter means?
Yeah. For the last 2 days, every time the president says something, they say, Nancy Pelosi says it's a non-starter.
What is that?
I don't know.
What is that? A non-starter?
It's a non-starter.
It's an okie dokie. Cuckoo Clock speaks again. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, it's Chris to tell you about my good friends at St. George Auto Gallery. When you're looking to buy your next car, here's the most important things you need to keep in mind why you should go to St. George Auto. Well, first of all, it starts with price. They're going to have the lowest price around. Within 500 miles of southern Utah, they are going to have the lowest prices. They've got a huge selection, hundreds of cars, and all those vehicles have been sent through the St. George Auto Gallery Service Center, and they've got their very own in-house warranty as well. So great price, buy with peace of mind. By the way, if you've got a vehicle, take it into the St. George Auto Gallery Service Center. They've got the cheapest labor rates in town, and they've got unbelievable financing. They've got local lenders. They can do stuff right there in-house so they can get you financed. They can get all that done right there. And they've got an amazing team. Whoever you interact with at St. George Auto Gallery, you're going to get the best experience and the best value. So your next car should be bought at the fastest growing independent dealer in southern Utah, St. George Auto Gallery, 700 South down the street from Harmon's on St. George Boulevard and stgeorgeautogallery.com.
80% of people don't know you can refill your used ink and toner cartridges. If you are hearing this, there's a good chance you're one of those people. So why would you want to refill your ink or toner printer cartridge? How about saving between 40 and 60%? At St. George Ink and Toner, they offer an outstanding warranty on all their products. Wayne and Deborah, local owners who are there to help you with anything you need. Stop in and save money today at St. George Ink and Toner, 42 South River Road, next to TJ Maxx and Planet Fitness.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in. But it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
It's game on this month at Finley Hyundai. With their most advanced starting lineup of SUVs ever, check the 2019 Santa Fe Family Getaway SUV. Check 2019 Tucson, sporty, sensible, and just the right size. Check the all-new Kona, stylish, bold, fresh. Hyundai's first subcompact crossover. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. If you're thinking SUV, think Hyundai. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how much it, how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code Kenyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
Hey, Southern Utah, you know what they say, new year, new me. How about new year, new garage door? Are your garage doors old and beyond repair? For a limited time, Garage Doors Only is offering $100 off a brand new Clopay garage door. Look us up online at garagedoorsonly.com or visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Call us at 435-868-1200 for more details. And from our family to yours, have a happy new year.
It's time for the Super Sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%. We gotta make room for new arrivals. It's the Super Sale. At the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show, go to katedalyradio.com. Thank your local station for playing the show, and happy to have you. Kate on the Blaze on Twitter, come join me, and also the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. Please tweet or Facebook the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and tell him to read the Constitution for his speech. It will be the best speech we've ever heard as a nation, best time spent together that we've had in a long time. It'll be the first time Congress hears it. And I think it'll be super beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And you were asking about a word.
Yeah. You
what
know,
is what last, was the word again?
The last few days.
Non-starter.
Pelosi's been using that word non-starter. It's a non-starter. Schumer, too.
Yeah.
Non-starter. And I really don't recall hearing that a lot.
Well, they make up words.
The definition of non-starter is a person, plan, or idea that has no chance of succeeding or being effective. So basically, when they say, oh, that's a non-starter, it's a way for them to say, no way in heck are we going to do this without saying it.
Without saying it. That's funny. I like it when we do made up words though. It's kind of fun, and it just seems to be a lot lately. Like we have to keep up with this Urban Dictionary of new words. I think that we're all Alexandria Cortez'd. I think that should be a thing. I also think we should say "Don't Venezuela me, or I will yellow vest you." I want a T-shirt that says that.
Yeah.
I think we need to start kind of changing it up a little bit too, because they turned socialism into a wonderful word.
Right.
Well, let's just talk countries. I mean, let's just do something that we all know. You know, well, I don't know that they all know, but you know, I was looking up the word idiot, and it was so funny because there was actually a word for each one of them. Elizabeth Warren, half wit. Nancy, nincompoop. There was for Chuck Schumer, cretin, and then there was Alexandria had one. Oh well, ASS, and then there was Feinstein, fool. I mean, it had a word for all of. I was just kind of laughing at that. I know, I thought it was so funny. You know, we just have to start kind of handing it back a little bit too.
I
get really tired of having to watch the freak flag parade of nonsense before us every day. You know what I mean? It gets a little this cast of characters. It's just so funny. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
Hello, Melty.
Hi.
Hi.
Good Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday.
Hey, I totally agree. I'm gonna as soon as I get home, get on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever. But I still think we still need to flood Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's phone lines.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I've gotten a few people to answer the phone.
Oh, wow. Good.
I wanted to call during his speech today, but I was at work. But it looked like, when I was watching it for a few minutes, it looked like he was, like, literally talking to, like, a pile of garbage. You know, like, that was, like, really just made no sense at all.
Usually it is. I mean, it's nonsense. It's hypocritical. They've already stated what they were about when they tried to get elected. They were all young in their career, of course. But here we are. Nobody seems to care that they absolutely didn't do anything that they said they were going to do. So I guess nothing shocks me anymore, but thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. What would you do if you were Trump? What would your next move be? If you're dealing with somebody, if you're dealing with a Pelosi, what do you do next? I really like your idea. I would actually go, now I want $15 billion. So somewhere you go in the middle. I mean, he's a negotiator. He knows that. I mean, I actually think that'd be kind of funny.
Or okay, I'll take $2.5 billion for the wall on the southern border and $2.5 million for the wall on the northern border.
They would flip their wig. They wouldn't know what to do. They would not know what to do. Boy, that'd be funny, actually. I like that idea. 888-673-1450. It's funny, I was just mentioning, you know, the cast of characters. You know, you've got Mumbling Reed, you have Villain Death Stare Schumer, you have Closeted Liberal Romney, you have Creepy Biden, you have Hillary. It's like a whole cast, right? And, Maxine, Fruit Loop Maxine. I mean, I don't even know how she ties her shoes. But so you have all these people, and I was thinking, they're right. Takes away our liberty too. They're just better dressed, maybe a little classier, not so cartoonish about it, and they just do it like on the down low. So we have two very distinct problems in America. This is why we don't have a wall, is because the right was busy not doing it.
That's right.
So it wasn't because the cast of characters, it was because of the right, and they just do it in a different way. They just don't act as loony. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Kate and Uncle Milty.
Hi there.
One thing he has to do, wherever Trump has that State of the Union, he has to have a butterfly net. And everyone's heard of Brian's song, but
This is Nancy's song.
Nancy's song.
We're coming to take you away, ha-ha. We're coming to take you away, ho-ho, hey, ha-ha. There's a funny
part. Oh, man, I love it.
All the time.
Love it. Thank
you. We'll be happy to see that nice young man in those.
Thank you. I love that. That's awesome. That is awesome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
First, to go back to all of their campaign promises and record them all.
Ah, yes.
Then you turn around and go to their voting record for all the years they've been in that they voted against what they said they was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you play all of that for the first 2 hours. Last 15 minutes, you say you're all fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Oh, that would be fun to watch. Just to watch it. Oh, just to have some comedy.
And on the wall itself,
what would you do?
I'm sorry, on the wall itself, you do not build a wall. You go down and build a factory on the border.
Hmm. Okay.
Then you back up 50 miles away from that factory and you build a wall.
Oh.
Then between them two walls, you put in all the kind of agriculture, everything you want to grow.
Okay.
Inside of that factory, you start putting manufacturing jobs in there.
Okay.
You also put housing.
Uh-huh.
You also put places for them to live.
Uh-huh.
Each person gets a buck an hour for their job or going to school for 5 years.
Okay.
In 5 years, they get to come through the other side of the wall a citizen. They're also taught how to pay insurance on a car, how to pay insurance for medical bills so they don't end up in an emergency room and I have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Pay into the system before they're allowed entrance.
The companies would be coming out of their skin trying to buy each piece of the wall so they could put their industry in there.
Ooh, I
the
like that.
The wall would pay for itself 100%.
Like NASCAR, you put all those patches on there and they can buy a space. Don't you remember the page, the pixel page? And the guy was brilliant and he had no money and he sold each pixel for a dollar. And so people went in and bought all these pixels and he ended up with $1 million. I like this idea.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good. Like NASCAR. We'll just, outfit it.
Parts of the portions of the area that you cannot put a factory, but in mountainous areas, you put a wall there. But in other areas, you've got plenty of property back up 50 miles. You can put all kind of agriculture. We can grow all of our crops. We can have all kinds of stuff coming in that's built in America by good labor. And we're teaching them and giving them a way in. They come in one door. They're not allowed to go through that other door until they finish.
Wow. What do you think, Uncle?
I think it's a good idea, but we could do it real simple by just walling off California and letting them in.
I say we go break up the fault line and just drop them all in the ocean.
Well, I mean, you could wall off California. They're pretty much saying that's what they want to be, and then we could just load them up on some we could just do it there.
The farms are there. There's some factories there.
Hey, thanks for the call. That was thinking outside the box, which I absolutely love. That was awesome. That was really cool.
The good part was the first part.
Yeah.
Because what he was actually saying, to make it succinct, is make them put skin in the game.
Yes. Yes. And that's kind of like their middle barrier into the actual...
that first 5 years.
Yeah, it's
purgatory.
Purgatory. It's like a... it's like a step in, you know? And we're not really... we're not trying to slam on people. This is the thing. People will always walk away thinking...
No.
But truly, could there be another idea that we haven't thought of, you know? The corporations slapping their logos. They love advertising, right? Why don't they build the AT&T, Facebook, Google wall? I mean, my gosh, we're paying for these companies anyway through our tax dollars, and it'll just look good because it'll look like, you know, corporations care.
Well,
I care about you with a big stamp, Facebook. I think we should do it.
We're told all the time that they love the cheap labor.
Right.
Well, then make the corporations sponsor them.
There you go. Then you have a sponsor like Switzerland.
Whatever you can hire them for, that's fine. But when they're here, you're responsible
for
them.
Hey, that's what Switzerland does. They they make you have a sponsor that's actually on the hook for you.
Yeah.
$30,000, whatever they spent. What do they spend? Anyway, and then you have to have that person. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, you know, the longest speech ever given in the House of Representatives was by Nancy Pelosi on behalf of the Dreamers Act. And now she's shutting down the government because the wall, where the Dreamers Act is attached to it, that if you give us the money, we get the Dreamers Act.
Yep.
So it's just a big game.
It is
all
it
is.
It is a big game.
And I get amazed at how much the media. And see, I don't know if I believe the polls and everything else.
I don't.
When I talk to people, people are saying it's ridiculous what the Democrats are doing.
Right.
But for some reason, everybody thinks the Democrats are holding the high ground here. And I think the longer it goes on, the more people see it. It's the Democrats digging in and saying, no, we get all that we want and you get nothing. And that's how it works, because it has always worked that way.
Yeah. And while we're at it, all those clips are resurfacing on Facebook. He really is, if you think about it, he's letting the freak flag fly. He's letting their lunacy out. And you know what? He's just building his election for 2020 is what he's doing. It's kind of cool what he's doing anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
The whole thing is he just figures, you know what? Reagan got messed into this, and he gave him the amnesty and promise of the wall, and it never got built.
And same with Bush.
And so he's saying, no, we're doing both at the same time. No, feed the left hand, and then the right hand will get its share after the left hand is full.
Okay.
No, it's they both get a helping at the same time.
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead.
Today,
thank you for the call.
Chuck Schumer said this.
What?
The president is preventing us from opening government because he wants what he wants. All he has to do is give us what we want. He came right out and said that.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not okay for the president to want what he wants, but it's okay for Schumer to want what he wants.
Isn't that funny? You know, I was saying earlier, if you're just tuning in, that all of the clips where they're calling for the wall, Schumer, Feinstein, all of them, where they're all doing the wall, were all early in their career, which meant that they had to say that to the people to get the vote, to get them in to office forever. We have them forever, okay? But the point is they had to say that to the people. So if they had to say that to the people, can they really furnish a poll that says that we're against a wall when they had to get elected using the wall speech? I don't think we ever really kind of think about that angle, but I really think we ought to, and really look at their hypocrisy and really put it on display in that way. Maybe we'll finally, like, I don't know, get that piece of the puzzle. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, two things. One, we do have a law on the book. I believe it's like 1890, 1895, that says you have to have a sponsor when you come in. And two, why don't we enforce the same immigration laws that Mexico has? Let's enforce it on them coming here.
I love it. Thank you. Basic. Yeah. Perfect. Love it. Yeah. See, it just... Yeah, there's so many ways to play this, and I really did love your idea about the wall in Canada. They would be spinning because they wouldn't have a rebuttal for that.
No.
Because they can't say it's racist, they can't say all of these things, which it's not. Just vet yourself and come in. Like you said, it's a path to citizenship.
Yep.
It's just an application. You don't even have to call it a path. You just say it's an application. Here's your application to citizenship. There you go. Done. See how easy this
is? Too simple.
Very. Please, we're getting to the end of the show. Please tweet or Facebook Donald Trump, President Trump, and say, please just read the Constitution. I really do think that he can make a huge impact by doing this. And I do think Congress needs to hear the words. I also think the American people need to hear it. And I think it would actually really, I don't know, but I think it would actually put him in a great light. If you can't fact check that, which you can't, and if you can't rebut that, which you can't, you're going to look like an idiot, wouldn't he take away all the wind under their sails?
Oh, yeah.
In like a two-second thing? I mean, wouldn't that just be fantastic?
It would be great.
So I encourage you to do it. Thank you for listening in. That was a fun show today. It was really fun to just think outside the box a little bit, poke a little fun at this, because I know how you are, and it's that song, Make the World Go Away. I know. You're feeling it, too, just as Uncle Milty and I are. We just kept shaking our head in the break. Oh, my gosh, what's next? By the way, the latest poll, that we all want to tax the rich.
Yeah.
Yes, be faithful, be fearless. See you tomorrow. Two great guests tomorrow.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. You know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code Kenyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.